All right, people of the interwebs, this is the first episode of Hear the Walking Dead, which is just going to be a review cast from a bunch of people that don't regularly do reviews. So it's just us kind of giving our thoughts on the episode. I'm Stephen Bueno.
I'm Hector Romero.
I'm Cristian Cabrero.
And I'm Cornell Montgomery.
And this is CNN. All right, so what do we think of the first episode of Fear the Walking Dead?
Personally, I feel like it's kind of a slow burn. It's building up somewhere. It's just taking a while to get there. Not too much exposition, but there's not a lot going on in this episode.
Nah, I get that. Because it's like, oh, it's a pilot and you want to save some for later on. But it's a bit of a weak pilot. I thought it was a bit of a weak pilot.
It took too long to take off. It really did. Like it's a giant buildup. It's like a song that has a really good buildup. Like, here it comes, what? And then it's over.
But it doesn't have an amazing buildup. Don't get me wrong. It was a cool episode.
Yeah.
But it didn't have an amazing buildup. Not like Styx Renegade. Oh, that's God. A great intro. And then it just... And then it goes into, you know, the song, and this never really started the song.
Well, I mean, the beginning started off well enough. I mean, you think it's going to be kind of an action-packed kind of show, and, you know, guy gets hit, and then it wakes up, and then it just turns into what would be a normal Walking Dead episode.
One thing I did have to note off the bat is that I like the fact that it doesn't look anything like The Walking Dead.
I do like that.
Like, The Walking Dead is gritty, and everyone's always just sweaty and gross.
Well, it's part of the area they're in. It's the climate.
Yeah.
LA is different.
And I think that plays a big part of it. They changed the setting, and they're going to change the show to make something completely different.
Well, it also shows that it's kind of a prequel to what's going on as well, and it's from a different side of the world instead of it being in the South.
I really love that they were like, you know, talking about, like, you know, oh, this thing could be airborne, you know, whatever, this and that. And I like the beginning. Because I thought it was already during the zombie apocalypse. And they're like, no, just a junkie. I thought that was pretty cool.
That was a pretty great misdirect. I like that. Uh-huh.
Although, I mean, we all kind of agree that this junkie is kind of annoying.
Well, really annoying. Discount James Franco, as I like to call him.
Yeah. Oh, man. Junk Franco?
I thought he was all right. What he's wearing at the end, Junk Franco. That's it. That's going to be his name. I know his name.
Hashtag
Junk Franco. Oh, that's going to be the name for that guy. Nick, right? That was the name of the son?
Yeah, Nick. Yeah, Nick, the son.
That's his name.
So it's the principal, right? The mother is the principal. The boyfriend's the teacher. And then you have a really smart daughter and then the junkie.
So, yeah, those are like, I guess the family would be the main characters of the story. So it's the boyfriend. Like you said, the mom, the junkie, and then I guess there's secondary characters where the boyfriend has a family too. I guess he has a son, a wife, and I'm pretty sure that'll play into effect later on.
Most likely. The boyfriend's name is Travis Manoa?
Yeah, Manuel. Yeah,
all right. Weird.
Who is probably?
What was it? The whole little second part. I think I like the fact that the son Nick thinks he might be going crazy, and no one's really sure because no one in this universe of The Walking Dead or just the universe in general, zombies don't exist. So everyone's kind of like trying to figure out what's going on, and that's why when you're saying about the airborne virus and it could be like this or that, no one truly knows what's going on. So the guy legitimately thinks he's crazy, and people don't want to believe him. He's like, I'm a junkie, I have issues, I was deranged when I came out. I mean, I also like that it kind of feels like that same situation we had a couple of years back with the bath salts and people walking around and white faces and people are just like, oh my God, this went viral. Let's watch this, you know?
And I feel like that whole scene where they have the aerial footage of the guy, of the first like zombie really out in the area, and they have that aerial footage. It sort of feels like that footage you had of the dude on bath salts was like eating some dude's face. And I thought it was a nice little parallel with like, oh, hey, this sort of happened in real life. And I think they're rooting in a place where, okay, let's try to make it seem so
believable.
This could happen. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And the funny part is, too, that they actually did like a little small cue, which didn't feel too big, where they said that but other states have experienced what's going on as well. Uh-huh. But they only mentioned it for like a couple minutes, and then everyone just blanked it out after that. It, I don't know why they
One of the cool things that. About the show was that if you really notice and you really pay attention, in the back of everything and all the like background sounds pertained to this like zombie outbreak, but this family's so encapsulated in their own like little family dilemma.
Well, they're waiting.
They don't really notice it.
On the tweaker's son, they're like, is he really crazy? And even now, if that happened here, if you had a tweaker, like, you know, I saw this, they wouldn't believe him either. So.
Well, I was going to bring up the fact that, I don't know if you guys noticed, the helicopter sounds almost every scene.
Yeah.
In the background, like, it seems like there's always something going on. And it's probably not just, like, normal LA stuff, but, like, you know, it's part of the zombies are breaking out and doing things. It's not getting recorded, but there are outbreaks happening and people are aware of it. I mean, the kid came to school with a knife. He was completely aware of it, you know. So,
like, it all starts on internet forums.
He probably saw it on Reddit. And
Right, yeah, I mean, they're equivalent to Reddit. Yeah. There it is. Dead it.
Dead
it. It's, I hope it goes somewhere. Like, it built up towards the end and it felt like it had some sort of a like a mystery to it, and the characters were finding stuff out, but when it got there, it ends. So I mean, it's a pilot episode.
Well, at least the makeup and all that stuff from the couple of zombies that we did see, still, it's good. I don't like any of the CGI stuff, and I think, I don't know, it's gonna be good.
It kind of pushes the envelope a little bit to try to seem like they're trying to make it a little more mysterious, but you can see that it's too simplified to the point where it kind of backtracks and then it just completely just goes off into a different tangent every time.
I can see what you're saying with that. Like, I think first I want to say the thing about the makeup. I like how it looks more practical as opposed to the CG gore that's in The Walking Dead. For me, one of the things I like most about zombie anything was how like real things can look and how gnarly zombies can look. And The Walking Dead, everything has a bit more polish in it. Everything has especially like the kills have that CG look to them.
I hate CG blood so much.
Well, I mean, they usually only use that when they're stabbing through someone's like head or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, there's reasons for it and I understand the reasons for it. But it's nice that they're having these situations where that doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to have that, and it makes it look that much better.
Yeah, and you can still see the bruising on him, too,
the whole time. It looked really, really cool. With just, like, one zombie in the whole episode. But I think it's fine, though. Like, as far as a pilot goes, it's sort of like the exposition in the movie. It's just, since it's episodic, you're going to have to, you'll see it progress. And I think the second episode will be like, all right, now this is where the outbreak is really starting. Because you kind of saw it in the first episode. And now this is where the family acknowledges it. Sort of like Wile E. Coyote when he's like walking off the cliff and he just noticed that there's gravity and he's just noticed that he's not on the cliff and now it's about to go down.
Yeah, well, I hope it doesn't fall into that same formula where it does have something good going on and then it dies down towards the middle of a particular episode and then it gets better towards the end. Like, it Walking Dead has a very, very distinct formula and I just hope Fear the Walking Dead kind of changes that and has its own feel so it doesn't, I don't know, have that same mood. I don't know if you get what I mean.
I definitely get what you mean. And I think this from the very beginning already has a different mood in that you're introduced to the characters first and you get to see how much they lost. And I think for me that helps me connect with the character a bit more because in The Walking Dead is like you met the character was already kind of out of their minds and then you learned why and I don't know, I couldn't connect that well like that. But when you watch it chronologically and you see like, oh, well, this girl's going to, I think it was Berkeley, the daughter's going to Berkeley. These are teachers, they're starting their relationship and they're trying really hard to bring this family together. And all of a sudden, bam, zombies hit and everything you're trying to do is completely down the drain.
Well, I mean, the kid was, Tobias. He was kind of that voice like, it's going to happen. Just wait for it. And everything you care about that just matters to you right now won't matter in a minute. And I like the fact that character was there. And then when they showed him in the end, he's like, I told you so. Mm-hmm. I told you so. And then like they just kind of like,
no one wanted to listen to me.
Look over
him. I was warning everybody.
The conspiracy theorists.
That's the thing. It kind of first seems like everybody was in denial on the whole thing. But it kind of feels that even though it's something's going on, there's not a whole lot of publicity that's going on about it because they're just trying to push it under the rug, if you notice that.
Well, yeah, because without what was it they said with the news reporter that they stopped showing it, but it kept recording, and then that's when it got leaked. Yeah. So it looks like they are trying to push the whole thing under the rug, but it is the internet that's pushing forward the whole conspiracy. I guess it would be a conspiracy at the moment because no one really knows.
Yeah, because also the mom was pretty much going like, well, we don't know what's really going on. We'll hear it later from the feds, and but they know what's going on. There's something that is going on.
You know what I was scared though? I came into this blind. I didn't watch the trailer at all. The whole beginning part where they're in the hospital, like, and they don't really tell you what Nick's mother does. I felt like it was kind of like a cop drama. Yeah, I was hoping it
went turns of that. He was a cop the whole time.
And I was like, I hope it doesn't turn to, we have to find the mystery of why these people are doing this. And even when you know, the teacher went to the school, or not school, but into the church, and he's like walking around and trying to figure out the mystery. Why didn't they just ever call the cops?
I wondered that too.
The episode would have been shorter. You need to have drama. You need to have
it's all like these things. Someone has died here. Oh, don't worry. It wasn't Nick. Oh, it wasn't Nick? Oh, then just screw him. Like, just leave him on the ground. Let him die.
They're just junkies. Don't worry about it. Keep going.
Let's just go about your day.
It seems that common sense is just thrown out the window every time when it comes to shit like that.
Yeah, it was definitely an interesting, like, little setup where, well, the whole thing of, like, him going to church. I think when he just saw, like, the junkie flipping out, which I thought was pretty funny. Yeah. Like, he's behind the door and he just, like, flips out. Like, oh, my God. Don't kill me. Don't kill me. And then there's no – what I didn't like was that there weren't any zombies in there. I think that would have been a great scene to, like
– introduce?
Introduce or something in the shadow. Not necessarily have a full-on zombie, but just something, well, something in the
background. That's like, you're like, oh, look right scene. There in that corner.
I kind of disagree with that. Because, honestly, if you were to just throw in that immediately, then that's what everyone wants to see. You want to keep that
sort of like the shark and Jaws.
Yeah, you want to keep that kind of like down a little bit, and then
build it up.
Yeah, because then if you just throw it out immediately, people are gonna be like, "All right, cool, I finally saw it. I'm done."
Well, did you guys notice the very, very blatant symbolism inside that church? It's like, okay, the death, like death happens here, and it's the resurrection inside the church where he's like standing there and shows the cross in the background. Nice. It's kind of like, oh, you're just using the church as a symbol.
Sweet zombie Jesus. No, but yeah, I did, well, going back to like the first scene where we're kind of talking about post-apocalyptic, I feel like this, Nick character would fit very well in this very chaotic world. And it's, I don't know, I feel like later on in the series, you'll get this vibe of, Nick fits better in the zombie world than he ever did in the real world. This is really the world Nick should have lived in from the very beginning.
People listen to him finally.
I'm not crazy. I
told you there was dead people.
No, even with that scene after he killed his friend, like he's just sitting there like, smoking the cigarette he found on the ground. I was like freaking out. And then when they get to the car, he's just like, no, I am crazy. I am crazy. Like, this isn't right. This isn't right at all. And I kind of feel bad for the guy. It's, like, only towards the end. But then, you know, he was right.
And you know what? With not that much going on in the, like, if they would have used different cameras, this is not, there wasn't much special effects and really not much was going on. It sort of felt like Zombie the Indie Movie, where and zombies Sundance. Are there, but it really is about this family just trying to stay together and trying to love one another. But there's zombies, like, in the peripherals, there's zombies. But it's really about this nice little family. Indie movie. Zombie the Indie
so
Movie.
So it's like a really indie World War Z.
Yeah, you can
indie World War.
Well, what are you guys' predictions for the season, or what do you guys hope would happen?
Well,
the
since it's based in LA and how LA is really dense, there should be some pretty crazy scenes, you know, actiony scenes, which I hope, you know, you have to balance.
Kind of like how they never really get into Atlanta in The Walking Dead.
Yeah,
it probably because budget wise, it would cost way too much to have that many zombies on the screen at once.
But just imagine if they kind of just, you know, block by block. Oh, there's a bunch here. Fight, move on, building stuff. I don't know.
I want some kind of I can't remember what the show's called. Some Game of Thrones esque like death. Like anyone can go. I mean, they kind of do it on Walking Dead, but they always build it up to where you kind of know that character's gonna go. Where it's like Herschel. It's like, oh, Herschel's being nice. For some reason, everyone really loves him. He's just really great. Oh, he's going to die. Oh, he's dead.
Herschel died?
Yeah, if they can do it out of nowhere, if they can do it out of nowhere, then that would be amazing. There's like, oh, of course he's going to die, or she's going to die.
Yeah, no, more like Game of Thrones.
Like Nick dies from withdrawal instead of like...
Oh, my God. Dysentery. That's what got him.
He died from conventional weapons.
The syringe got stuck. But no, how about you?
So far, there's too many plot holes, first of all, which is actually
or be. Plot holes are, yeah. or just things that haven't been explained yet.
It has been explained. Yeah. But the thing episode. Is, which I'm glad there is plot holes from the plot, because in that from the actual pilot, because it actually shows that there's some story that will be happening, and there's going to be probably other things besides just that family. Because you notice he's the stepfather, technically, from that family. He already has his own kid, his own. He already had his own wife. But the thing is, they introduced them, but they don't know where. You don't know where they're from.
Or where they're at.
Exactly.
Well, see, I don't think it's necessarily a plot hole as much as, like, it's just going to... Because it's episodic. It's a plot
device.
Yeah, it's exactly. going to be shown. It's going to be shown in later episodes where, okay, now they're going to come into... They're going to factor in.
So it's going to be like a zombie Brady Bunch where they're going to bring a family together.
No, but also you don't know how well-informed they are as well of situations, what's going on, too. Because you noticed everyone was saying, it's like, oh, it's already happened in 5 different states. Do they know?
Well, what was it?
Only if he's on Reddit. Oh, sorry. Dead it.
Yeah, well, yeah. It was the kid that said it was in 5 different states only found out because of the internet. It's not being broadcast on the news. So,
exactly.
I mean, everyone's just kind of oblivious to the fact that things are happening. They know that there's one situation, kind of like how we had our situation in real life with the dude. It's like, okay, when we have that one, if another one happens, people are more inclined to record it, and it's going to get further out, and that's where it's going to spread, kind of like how the zombies will spread, you know? It's going to be word of mouth and then done by the internet. And then as that happens, probably the internet's going to cut out, or you know, technology is just not going to be able to be used, and everyone's just kind of fend for themselves and get chaotic.
I for the most part, one of the main things I'm looking forward to, zombie cholos.
Oh,
oh my God. Homie cholos.
For people that so don't know what cholos trademark. Are.
They're that soccer team from TJ.
Yes. Yeah. They're in LA anyways.
Zombie cholos. Like, I feel like that might be like the thing they just kind of sprinkle in there when the series gets too serious. We're like, dude, Nick, he just killed somebody. And it wasn't even because they were a zombie. He just wanted to get his fix. I feel like one day he's just going to kill someone. That Nick character, dude, you could just keep talking about him. Yeah. Because first off, if you notice at the end of the episode, he looks like Johnny Depp from Fear and Loathing.
Yeah.
On the drugs.
Drugs.
That's exactly what he looks like. On top of looking like discount James Franco. But, Nah, I feel like he's the character that you're going to see this chaotic world. He's going to branch off from his family, and you'll be able to see the chaotic world in just his point of view. Yeah. I feel like they're going to constantly be chasing him throughout the show. To me, it feels like that's the character they just... I'm gonna do this, and he's gonna do it for like moral reasons, because they kind of set the character up like a very tragic character where I want to be good, I want to do good, but I just can't because I'm a screw up no matter what.
Well, he said, yeah, I'm gonna get clean, and then what's the first thing he did? What was in it? Could I get some more? Like,
well, yeah, actually, that's actually a really good point. That's a very telling scene where the stepdad tells him like, "Do you mean it?" He's like, "I mean it every time, dude." And you see that character developing, and it has as good character development as The Walking Dead does. It just doesn't dwell on it as much. I feel like that's why I like this. I'm liking this a bit more, and I'm very hopeful for like things to come. But as far as my prediction goes, I feel like we're gonna see a lot more, kind of like Nick.
A lot more
Nick-centric episodes.
Yeah,
Nick and zombies.
Character motivation.
Nick and friends. Nick at night.
Or
zombies.
Nickolution.
Oh.
Maybe a little bit of evolution from his point of views, which actually be pretty good.
Either way, like the sister's obviously going to take a big role at one point, because you've already seen all that setup with her and the boyfriend. I'm going to college. I'm going to have a great life.
She was texting the boyfriend, or was she texting?
Yeah, it was just texting the boyfriend.
Okay,
the
boyfriend never showed up, by the way.
They're supposed to meet the up for the sunset, and that's why.
Spoiler, the boyfriend's dead.
I mean, there's no way around.
Yeah.
So either that, or you just find like someone better. Like, look, baby, you're going to go off to college, and I just didn't want to wait. And you were giving it up.
She down.
Or the principal being Obama. Anyone else notice that? The principal part. I like the part where he's sitting there and you're just waiting for him to turn around and be zombied out, and you're just like, mm-hmm. "Oh, I'm just spying on the classroom."
That was
a good
moment. Like the old gentleman at the hospital. Same thing. I was like, "Oh, he's tied up. It's gonna happen. It's gonna turn to a zombie. Come in. He's gonna be like, oh, no, I'm a junkie. I'm tied up and have something crazy happen."
Yeah, afterwards. like
it had great misdirects. It really did.
Actually, yeah, a lot of it was too much of all misdirects. It was we're all expecting. From what we know from the other show.
Exactly.
And actually, honestly, it was kind of annoying to me that that nurse let him go, like, oh, I believe you, Mr. Junkie. I'm going to let you off your things, and I'm going to leave the room just for you. You're not going to leave. And what's the first thing he did? He tried to leave. And then, you know, things happen, and he's like, you know what? They're gone, and I'm scared, so I'm really going to run. I'm going to blend in with my junkie outfit next to this, what was it, like a little shelf, and no one's ever going to notice me. It's like, I can't believe that worked, but it worked.
I know the crackheads are back again. We gotta close that back door.
Back to the principal. Anyone else think he looked, you know when you go to SeaWorld and they draw a caricature of you? He looked like if someone drew that of Obama. But that's what that guy looks like on a regular basis.
Skinnier version of the Allstate guy.
That's Allstate's there. Oh god, zombies. Oh my god. But no, dude, I genuinely did like the episode, and I'm hopeful for where it's going. Because I don't know, like, it's hard to not compare it to The Walking Dead. Well, it's hard to not initially compare it. I think once you watch the episode, and you get this feeling that this is a completely different show. That now I'm like, well, this is kind of what I wanted The Walking Dead to be like. And I think from the very beginning, from even like before watching the episode, I had that in mind of this will be that satisfaction I really wanted from that other show. Because the Walking Dead has great characters, and I'm continue to be a fan, but it's grown a little stagnant in that I'm not as interested in what they're doing anymore. And this is like a fresh new cast, fresh new characters in a fresh new area, and I'm a little more interested in what these people are doing now. Now, do you think that this kind of AMC's way of kind of steering a little bit away from maybe some waning interest in The Walking Dead and trying to really recapture that that hit that they had?
Well, I don't think they really lost the people from The Walking Dead.
It
the
just fans. Gets bigger and bigger.
Yeah, the audience is still there. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of disappointment every time an episode comes on, but they're there to see the zombies show up. And it's going to be a way different feel, I feel like, with this show, because their focuses are on two different things. Was it Walking Dead right now? They're more focused on the human interaction, trying to be civilized again, versus this show. They're already civilized, and you're going to see the downfall of civilization. So it's going to be like two different feels, and kind of interested to see how this one plans out. But right now, with the first episode, it just didn't pull me in. Like, if I had never heard of The Walking Dead or anything of this like universe, I probably wouldn't watch the second episode.
Do you think they'll have like a different name for the walkers? They'll call them, I don't know, like Sancho's or something else.
I've noticed the hungry people. Every different group, in The Walking Dead at least, they don't have a word for a zombie. They don't know what zombies are there. They call them different names, so there is a huge possibility.
Yeah. That would actually be pretty
walkers,
cool.
Roamers.
Yeah. Biters.
Biters. And this one, they have Calvin. They have Calvin.
we got a bunch of Calvins!
There's a Nick and the Gloria.
The Glorias and the Calvins.
Who disappeared, by the way. So Gloria might show up. You got to remember, one zombie was killed this episode, and that was the one with the police.
Yeah,
with the guy shot it. Definitely those two zombies walking around. I'm not sure if they're gonna kill drug dealer zombie. I mean, he definitely was able to turn his head.
Druggy.
But it's funny to think that they're getting through these situations and don't know what the hell is going on. It's like, okay, this guy's coming at me. We shoot him a bunch of times. He's up. Shoot him some more. He's up. Okay, I guess we have to do the death blow. Oh, he's down. Okay, that works. And everyone thinks they're all junkies. Everybody that's
doing this. There's a new kind of smack in town. Yeah. It's called death and rebirth. And it makes everybody else seem incredibly delicious. Mm.
For me, seeing this episode from pretty much throwing everything from the original Walking Dead out the door, it feels more inclined to actually kind of skyrocket too, but I think the only reason why they started doing this is probably because they actually did lose a lot of fans originally from The Walking Dead, because it, yeah, just like you said, it was getting stagnant. It's not really seeing it was going a whole lot of a certain direction. But if more people actually start to watch this one, I believe that they'll probably
pull them back in.
Yeah, exactly. So they'll be more hyped to actually see the next season of it.
Well, it's like Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. Like, do you know if many people watch Better Call Saul? I've never watched it.
I haven't seen it, to tell you the truth, and I didn't really want to see it.
I heard it's good.
Yeah, I've heard it's good too, but my whole interaction with that world was really because I liked Walter White and I liked Jesse Pinkman. Like, And I liked what they were doing. And above anything else, just Walter White and why he was doing the things he was doing. It was just very, like, the most extreme midlife crisis. And I like that.
Well, I like this world. I like the universe for The Walking Dead. Mm-hmm. I like the Walking Dead, the show. I like the games. And I like the reading the comic. So that's why I feel like I'm more inclined to be invested in Fear of the Walking Dead. Like I was saying before, if I never read any of that stuff or watched any of that stuff, I would probably not watch the second episode. But because I have, I'm like kind of know that it will get better, the show itself. And that situations will be more extreme. And that's what I'm hoping for. I don't want it to just be, we need to figure this out. We need to figure that out. We need to figure this out. I want shit to go down.
That's the thing, like, for me, when I think of The Walking Dead, when I think of this show, it's like I picture someone like climbing a cliff that they just fell down. And Fear the Walking Dead is that person that's still trying to grab on, still not really too sure how to do it. And The Walking Dead feels like this person already climbed to the top of the cliff, mm-hmm. built a little bonfire, is fending off the would-be predators. I feel that's where The Walking Dead is. And while Fear the Walking Dead might eventually get to that point where maybe we don't really know where to take the characters, because to me that's what The Walking Dead has felt like. We don't know where to go. But Fear the Walking Dead, this one, because it's so new and because you're at the beginning, it's like we can take these guys anywhere. And I don't know how the characters are going to resonate with people. To me, they resonate very well. I like the redemption story of Nick, because I feel like that'll be a story. I'm interested in seeing like the daughter's her decline, her fall from grace, because she had everything. She really had what she wanted. She's incredibly smart, and she has a lot of potential, and it's all gone. It's so all worth zilch.
Who do you all think will die at the end of the season? You know there's going to be one of these main characters. The junkie
kid, and you know it's going to break your heart. Exactly what Steven said. They're going to build him up, like, this guy's doing it, this guy's doing it, and then and it dies.
Damn it,
and then it's going to bum everybody out.
I did not think of that at all.
That's what they're
going
to do.
I'm going to go in the opposite direction, and it's probably going to be that guy's previous family, his son and his wife.
Oh yeah, they're gonna die.
They're gonna
die. Well, they have problems too,
right? They're probably
gonna
be the first ones to die.
And the first part, they said that the son had a problem with the dad or something.
They have issues.
It is like the world's most dysfunctional family.
It feels that he probably wasn't there for him very, very much of his life. That's probably why.
I mean, but they didn't really explain.
Neglected, but yeah, didn't.
Oh, just a quick,
like I said, that's another plot hole. You have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, they just kind of threw that in there, like, oh, call your other family.
Like, oh, I had.
Oh yeah, have
another. Oh, that's right. My other family is calling me. Like, I maybe should check in with them.
Also, do you think since this is essentially a prequel to The Walking Dead, do you think the timelines at a certain time will pass? Because it can't be too much time before Rick woke up. So do you think there'll be mention of certain things in The Walking Dead that would bleed over to Fear the Walking Dead, or Fear the Walking Dead stuff that would bleed into The Walking Dead at some point?
Well, I don't think there's much of a possibility of that happening.
Do you hope for it?
No, well, going back to the whole thing they said about five different states, we don't know which states they are.
Well, it said mention of five different. It could be more. So.
Exactly. They could be more. The thing
I mean, shit, we know it's more because every place.
Right. Yeah. Because the thing is, they didn't mention if it was Georgia or any of those other ones. So that's when we don't know. But
or
I bet
Paris?
It could be. Mm-hmm. Well, you never know. It could actually just. He could be in that coma technically right now.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But
we don't know.
I mean, we don't necessarily have a legitimate timeline for this world. We know that there's at least a year that's passed in The Walking Dead, so this could be maybe 3 or 4 months before that. Mm-hmm. Who knows? But I hope the timelines cross at one point, and they have not like a crossover episode, but just certain elements, or not certain elements, but certain things, like certain plots, like bleed through, or like certain things that they do in one episode. Like, let's say a character, for some reason, they end up in Georgia or something like that, and something they do has an effect on what the other show does. Like, they destroy this wall. The other character's like, oh, we could go through this wall here.
Mm-hmm. I like the idea of independent universes. Like, although I know it's rooted in the same universe, but I like the idea of this. There's just two completely different things happening.
Like Batman and Superman?
Yeah, sort of. You know, like how they're still part of the same world, but even the most like amazing stuff that happens in Superman doesn't really affect Gotham. People are like, you know what? We're still going to rob banks, even though there's like a man not too far from us that's faster than a speeding bullet and can stop us at any given moment. Yep. You'll probably hear me talking right now. But no, that doesn't factor in. They're just like, we got to watch out for Batman. Superman? Nah, he's cool, but like, Batman. He whooped my ass for no reason.
So, verdict, what do you feel?
I'm a little bit on the fence.
1 out of 5.
1 out of 5? Oh, just from the first episode?
I give it a cheeseburger.
I give it a without cheese. So, like, I'll give it a 3. I think it could have been a little bit better, but it was still good, but not what I expected.
2.5 for right now until I see the second episode, because it's drawing me into wanting to see the second episode. At least it did that, which is great.
I'd give it a solid 4, not necessarily because of stuff that happened to it, because of the stuff that happened in it, but because I see a lot of the setup and I'm interested in things that are, like, I'm okay with watching things that are slow burn, so I'm okay with sitting it through. Now, this is one of those scores that I could give it right now, and I can go retroactively and be like, all right, this didn't pay off. Like, the only reason I give it such a high score would be because I feel there is this great payoff, and I feel like there's going to be these great, great scenes of just incredible chaos. So I'm interested in what happens to it, and that's why I would give it a solid 4.
I'd go 3 also, just because I feel like there's going to be some payoff in the end, but the episode itself, I mean, I'm just going to base it on the episode itself. It was a very slow burn, and when it started building up, I started getting more interested, but there are points in this episode where I was just like, where are you going? Why are they just hanging out, you know, talking about, I'm going to go to Berkeley, and you're going to go here? It's like, we know it's not going to happen. You know, one of you guys are going to die, probably the guy that doesn't answer his phone. So it built up, it got there, got me interested, then it ended. So 3.
Called it, he's cheating on her.
That, with the mom.
Just to add to the tension in that family, because I feel like they're just going to throw stuff in there. Like, one day they're just going to throw something that the dad did, and all of a sudden he had an affair with this chick, and he has another son. Like, it feels like that might happen.
And Berkeley, maybe. Zombie Berkeley?
Lori's child.
I don't know. Oh, girl.
Spices.
Good. One thing to note, there are no Lori's in this show.
Not yet.
First episode, man. Yet. First episode. Remember yet. That.
You never know, the daughter could be technically.
See, right now, your beautiful child is like looking at the world like, oh, this is amazing, until bam, hit you in the face.
With Lori.
With Lori. Oh, my God.
So, yeah, those are our views on it. Like I said, definitely glad there isn't a Lori yet. And hopefully there won't be. I think we'll see you guys next week and discuss what will be happening there and then. Any last words?
Subscribe to my... No, joking.
Subscribe to my Tumblr.
Love each other. Friendship above all.
Because at the end of the day, there's no Lori in your life. Good night, folks. Good night. Even if you watch in the morning. Good night. Good night.